Tweet us now at Live Sports FM and follow us on Facebook at Live Sports FM.
The highlights of my career, I have been beating some of the best fighters pound for pound in the world. Roberto Duran and Tommy Hearns, Marvelous Marvin Hagler. So I've had a wonderful career.
But oh, and he's got him
from the American. Massive hook with the right. Massive shot from Timothy Bradley, and the whole place stood up.
You know, I love the fans. I love the fight world. I just love boxing. I'm a world champion. I accomplished one goal. Now my next goal is to become a legend in the game and become one of the best fighters ever.
Good couple of hits from Amir Khan. I think they've got a bit of a combo going here. Good combination from Khan. Wonderful exchange. It's a real entertaining matchup now. Both fighters throwing the punches.
Floyd Mayweather is probably thinking, should I fight this kid or not? He must be scared of something. That's why he doesn't really want the fight. He's not really keen on the fight between me and him. So let's see what happens.
He's becoming a big, big star, Anthony Joshua. I'm so excited about his future. I'm so excited about the future of British boxing. I'm so excited to be talking to you, to be honest with you.
I'm only there to do a job. If I thought I was going to go in there and knock everyone out, I wouldn't be training so hard. Do you know what I mean? I'm training to actually go the distance, so maybe that's putting me in good stead. If that's the way I'm supposed to go throughout my whole career, I would not change it for anything.
This is KO Radio on Live Sports FM, the home of live sport.
Let's get ready to rumble!
This is KO Radio on Live Sports FM. I'm Jonathan Pinfield, and we're building up to the big world title fight between champion Lee Selby and Leeds' very own Josh Warrington, taking place at Elland Road on the 19th of May. Coming up in today's episode, we're going to be hearing from the world champion himself, Lee Selby, and his team, Jamie and Chris Sanigar. We're also going to be hearing from the dad and lead trainer of Josh Warrington, Sean O'Hagan, promoter Frank Warren, and of course Leeds' very own Josh Warrington. So Chris Sanigar, we're here with the big announcement that the world champion Lee Selby is going to be taking on Josh Warrington on May the 19th at Elland Road. Tell us what the journey's been like for you with Lee.
It's been a tremendous journey, taking Lee from a small hall boxer to, you know, a stadium boxer now, Elland Road. You know, just very, very excited. In fact, I'm more excited about it than Lee, being a big football fan. When I was a schoolboy, Leeds United were a big, big club, and Elland Road and Old Trafford and the grounds like that were sort of just boyhood dreams, you know. And today I actually went and stood on the pitch, so like I'm a boy at heart.
You've created a very special atmosphere at the Bristol Boxing Club, where you've got a real hard work ethic, there's a team environment, but you're also looking to inspire champions as well. So tell us a bit about Lee's work ethic in the gym.
Yes, he works very, very hard. You know, we got a fabulous training team in Tony Borg over there in St. Joseph's. Lee then comes over to Bristol at certain times, you know, working with Tony on the pads. But, you know, we have got a very good work effort. I think I'm a disciplinarian. We work in a professional manner, and everything Lee Selby does, and any of our other boxers, they work to a quality and an expertise.
Another thing that you've done is you've always liked to give your boxers an education inside the ring and outside the ring, and give them worldwide experience, not just in terms of fighting on the big stage, but just actually experiencing what it's like, experiencing different boxing environments, different training regimes. We've met up a couple of times when you've been out in Las Vegas, because that is all part of developing a boxer for a sustained and successful career.
That's right, and mentally and physically, that's what's progressed Lee Selby. You know, we've been over to the Maywood Gym in LA, in Montebello. You go in those gyms, nobody even speaks English. And then you organise the sparring. I tell Lee prior to going in through the door, I said, listen, I said, unless the geezer's a middleweight, of course. I said, but you got to spar with anybody. I said, you can't embarrass yourself. And we did all that prior to him winning the world title. And people would come and see us. And can you imagine how it was that when we went back with the actual belt and everyone sort of, like some of the people who could speak English would come and say, yeah, we knew you'd be champion. And even then, they were comparing us with Abner Maris and Santa Cruz. And that's the level that Lee Salvey's worked at. And that's what people here in the UK, they don't realise. Josh Warrington mentioned Oscar Valdez today, where rather flippantly, and Lee Selby said, yeah, I've sparred with him numerous times at the Rock Gym, and Josh Warrington went, oh, well, that's only sparring. But that's the difference. He's actually sparred with these people, and know them on a hello-to-hello basis.
And we've said that within the sport that Lee's recognised and well-respected as a world champion, but what's the last couple of years been like with injuries, pull-outs, trying to make fights not happen, because we've just been waiting for that one big fight or that one big show, either in the UK or over in the States, and it's not happened. That must have been frustrating.
Yeah, it has been frustrating. And we were very unlucky when we went to Las Vegas, when you could have boxed Barros, and there was a problem with the medical. Nothing on Lee Selby's part. So that sort of put us back a bit. Getting dates, has been difficult. But now, this fight could have been 12 months ago, but Warrington got a move from Eddie Hearn. I don't know why that it didn't work with Eddie Hearn. I just don't know why. But the fight could have been, all the time we've said yes to everybody. So it's just a matter now of these fights happening.
And now the time is here, and we're looking forward to it. What do you think is going to surprise people who might not have seen Lee Selby at close quarters that night at Elland Road?
They'll realise how good he really is. And that's the difference when you watch on TV, and that you don't realise, people don't also realise how strong he is. Just because it's on different times, he backpedals and this and that. He backpedals on his own accord. When he wants to stand his ground, then people realise his strength and his punch power.
Finally, Chris, what can fight fans expect from Lee Selby on May the 19th at Elland Road?
Well, I hope he goes in and boxes to the ability that I know he can. Because he's only been 50% that I've seen him, and I know he can box better. And I'm just hoping that on the 19th it'll all come good.
Jamie, we're finally here, but tell us what it's been like trying to make the bout that you've been calling for a couple of years now between Lee defending his title and the local lad Josh Warrington.
Yeah, this is the big fight that we've been waiting for, and over the last couple of years it hasn't fallen into place, but thankfully now it has. And we had this all sort of tied up and agreed post December before the last fight, so we've just been waiting ourselves for everything to be announced. So it's an exciting prospect for Lee and a massive 2018.
We've been saying how well respected Lee is as a world champion, but the last couple of years for different reasons haven't quite worked out. How important has it been for you to keep positive and know that a day like today is going to arrive?
Yeah, I don't think it's been that frustrating. He's had numerous world title defences on massive shows, great experience in Phoenix, boxing back in London, and this is just the next chapter, and it takes two to tango, and unfortunately everybody else has been swerving one way or the other. Results haven't gone our way. I'm sure if Frampton had beaten Santa Cruz the second time, it would have been different. We would have been next in line. So you just got to be patient in this sport, and that's what we've done. Lee's remained professional and waited for our opportunity, kept winning in the meantime, and like I said, now 2018 is a massive, massive year.
Some people are surprised that as champion that Lee's taken the brave decision to effectively come into the Challengers' home backyard. From your perspective, is that a calculated gamble or a calculated risk?
When you're as good as he is, you can take those risks. You know, those fighters that feel that they have to box at home because they're comfortable there will do that. But when you're an elite fighter, you can take it on the road. And Lee's done that throughout his career in Liverpool, Belfast. You know, and people don't understand, when we were in Phoenix, Arizona, we weren't far off the Mexican border, and we were fighting a former three-time Mexican legend. That was a very hostile crowd, full of Mexicans, and we dealt with that. Lee dealt with that very comfortably.
Lee's always demonstrated that whatever level or whatever opponent he's facing, he's always found a way to solve that puzzle. So is that another thing that you weighed up when you took on the Ellen Road fight, that up to this day that he's always found the right answer at the right time?
Yeah, you know, he's British Commonwealth, European and world champion, four defences, and in that time I haven't really had to see him dig deep. There's not really been a moment of adversity. Probably the only time was when he was on the floor with Hunter. He was straight back up and won the round. But bar that, you know, there's a steward's inquiry after the fight if he loses a round, let alone a fight. So to get to this level and perform the way he has just proves how good he is, and that's not going to change against Josh Warrington.
Josh Warrington fans, of course, will say that Josh is unbeaten so far in his career, and a bit like Lee, he's always stepped up to every challenge. He'll also have the added advantage of having a home crowd behind him. Is it possible that Josh can actually step up to a higher level and really push Lee all the way?
Yeah, Josh is an undefeated fighter, you know, so we don't know what his ceiling is. But this is a different level. This is elite level boxing. They've not had that in Leeds. The fans, Josh, his team, they've not operated at this level. And unfortunately for them, they're going to get found out on May the 19th.
It's a real exciting division. We know, you know, we've got lots of overseas stars, and closer to home, Carl Frampton as well. So for the winner, some big names out there as well.
Yeah, and that's the exciting prospect for Lee. Yeah, that was the plan when we teamed up with Al Heyman to get these massive fights with the likes of Santa Cruz, Mahrez, Gary Russell Jr. And Carl Frampton. So get this one out the way, and we could look some massive fights for the remainder of the year.
Some people have expressed concerns about Al Heyman, and they'll point to the craze of Amir Khan and James Segale and say it's not worked out for them. But from a boxing and a business perspective, you're happy with the advice and support and the direction that Al's worked in alongside you?
Yeah, he's an integral part of the team. You know, he advises a lot of fighters across the world at an elite level. He's made Floyd Mayweather into the highest grossing sports star in the world. He knows the game inside out, and he's been a real feather in our bow to have him as an advisor. It's enabled Lee to secure a bright future for him and his family, and away from all the histrionics at press conference. At the end of the day, this is a young man that's trying to secure his future for the rest of his life, and he's well on the way to doing that, and Al Heyman's been an integral part of that.
There are some rivalries that the fans, the media, the sport almost demands, and this feels like a natural rivalry. What does this mean to the sport of boxing that this bout is taking place, and what does it mean for the winner?
I think it's great for Leeds, it's great for Yorkshire and this part of the world that necessarily doesn't get the big sporting events compared to London, Cardiff, Manchester. So I think for them it's a great opportunity. It's a stadium fight. It's great to see boxing, especially two guys that really started at the small halls to be ended up in a stadium. And it just shows the profile of boxing and how it's got to this top level.
So we're here in Leeds on the official announcement of world champion Lee Selby defending his title against Josh Waddington. There's been a lot of talk over the last few years. Lee, can you believe that this day has finally come?
The fight's finally happening now after years of him calling me out and mentioning my name after his fights. We're going to get down to business May the 19th and we'll see what he's made of.
And you've been consistent that over the last couple of years, even when your name's been mentioned, that you've been the one that's always been ready for the fight and willing to take it in his backyard, and it's been him who's had the opportunity and let it slip. So let's just put the record straight there.
That's it. After years of him calling me out, finally given the opportunity to fight us. He said he couldn't box on the date proposed due to him getting married. But then boxed on the same date proposed to him, to a lesser opponent. So I think that says it all.
You've been nicknamed by the boxing press as the British or the Welsh Mayweather. Everyone knows about your great ring craftsmanship and your skills in the ring. But do you think that to a wider audience that you don't always get the recognition as a champion who's defended his belt should get on the bigger stage?
I think I do get the recognition, but I've just been lacking that standout fight. This fight could be that. There's a lot of media attention and a lot of fans are going to be watching this fight, and maybe this could be the one.
I remember speaking to you before that you've said when you go into someone's backyard, that just gives you the eye of the tiger and just makes you more determined. Did you have any concerns or worries about actually travelling to Leeds and actually defending your belt in front of a Leeds crowd?
I got no worries whatsoever about about hostility and hostile crowds. At the end of the day, it's just me and Josh Warrington in the ring, and the best man I win.
Now, yourself and Josh have traded a few blows, particularly over social media over the last few years. You've found time to come face to face at the press conference today and again at a special filming for Box Nation, and there's been a bit of verbal sparring there as well. What do you make of it all?
Well, he's just been bumping his gums, because that's all he can do. Let's hope he can fight like he can talk, because the fans will be in for a good fight if he can.
And obviously preparations are underway. What happens between now and fight night?
I'm going to treat this like any other fight. I'm going to start like a training camp maybe 12 weeks out from the fight. But until then, I just take over, just keep myself healthy and prepare my body ready for the hard work to come. Getting similar sparring and partners to Josh Warrington. I do all the road work, do all the gym work, and just get myself in great shape.
You've said that you've just been looking for that standout fight, that breakthrough fight that really captures the public's imaginations. Has the last couple of years been frustrating with everything that's happened and not being able to make the fights that you've wanted to make?
I'm not one for getting frustrated, I boxed 3 times last year. I'm happy, I'm healthy, so all's good.
And what can fight fans expect on May the 19th at Ellen Road?
An educated boxing lesson.
And who's going to be the teacher and who's going to be the pupil?
You're talking to the headmaster.
So we've just got the big announcement that Josh Warrington is going to fight the current world champion Lee Selby for the world championship at Ellen Road on the 19th of May. And I'm joined now by a lead trainer and dad of Josh, Sean O'Hagan. We've spoken about this as a fight that's got to happen sooner or later. Can you believe that this day's finally come?
Yeah, it's been a long time coming. Eddie were full of promises, Don't want to say so much bad about Eddie, because we had some good times and some good nights. But what he did do was start all this media ball rolling far too early. And I kind of felt personally that we'd lost a little bit of momentum. They were making promises that weren't delivered, promising fights that were never made. So we jumped ship to Frank, and since then we've gathered a bit more momentum again, and we're rolling again now, we're back on it. And I had no doubts whatsoever that Frank Warren would deliver. Old school promoter, most established promoter in Europe. So yeah, here we are, and absolutely delighted that we've got that date.
And you've always said that you're going to do things at the pace that works for you and Josh? If you just look back over the last couple of years, of course, winning the English title and the Commonwealth and then defending it, and then a couple of fights since then have always been billed as one or two more for the world title or final eliminator, and that opportunity's never quite been there, but now Frank's delivered for you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like we just said there, it's been promised and it's not come along. I think it sank in today when we sat down for a press conference and John Rowling started speaking about world titles, and Lee Selby walked in home with his belt, and yeah, I think that when it finally sunk in. So yeah, Frank has delivered. 19th of May at Elland Road on the pitch, home of legends, and can't wait for it.
Now, of course, Lee Selby's the champion over the last couple of years. Has been a lot mentioned, particularly on social media, about a bit of a rivalry. Lee Selby's basically said that, you know, he's a complete stylist and Josh isn't in his league, and Josh has always said, you know, I'm ready for the fight when you want it. But although Lee's got the belt, in some respects people would argue that in terms of his career over the last couple of years, Josh has got a bit more of the momentum, and in some respects he's the bigger draw.
Yeah, if you'd have walked in that press conference today, you'd have seen, if you'd have walked in the press conference and there were no belt on the table, you wouldn't have picked Lee Selby as being champion. He looked very subdued, he looked a little bit rattled. His management team were biting at everything. It was like fishing, throw a bit of bait out, they were grabbing it and winding them in. We're just toying with them, really, you know. And like I say, if you walked in there today and you didn't see a belt in front of him, you wouldn't have thought he was world champion. He certainly didn't have that air about him. And, you know, there's something else that we point out. As a world champion, should we not be boxing in Cardiff or Wales or Barry or wherever he comes from? Yeah, we should. He's world champion. He should call shots, but he don't. We fought the mandatory. We've earned the right to be there. And the thing is, you know, he was coming to us, begging us for a fight. I felt like lending him a few quid, to be honest, if he didn't get a fight. And it shouldn't be like that. It just don't have the air of a champion, you know. It's a complete stylist, but I see it as a very, very amateur style. And it's there to be exploited. We've seen him fade in his last fights. We've seen a number 15 ranked Ramirez trouble him. We've seen Eric Hunter have him down on the floor. Previous to that, we saw really what the 38 or 39 year old Fernando Montiel give him all trouble in the world, and if it had been a genuine featherweight, he'd have beat him, you know. So I don't know.
We've spoken briefly about the success that Josh has enjoyed over the last few years. We acknowledge that Lee Selby's a good stylist and a good boxer, but I think what Josh has done is actually embraced the sport, not just in the ring, but he's always had time for the media, for his fans. He's built up that fan base over the last couple of years, and I think the fact that people can relate to Josh and they know what he's been through over the last few years has actually really helped people buy into the fight, hasn't it? Which is why in some respects Elland Road is the natural home for the fight.
Yeah, I mean, one of the first things we do every time we step in the ring there, most importantly to us and for Josh, is acknowledge the fans. Without them fans, nothing happens. We wouldn't have been on this journey we're on now. And it's all down to the fans, to the paying public, that makes it happen. I mean, last fight arena, you climb in that arena, there's absolutely nothing like it. You look up and they're all there, time after time, and you can actually pick faces out. And I think that's that guy that were at our amateur do, you know, 15 years ago, and you'll recognise him. They'll say, do you remember me from Wombwell Boxing Club? Well, yeah, I do. Or do you remember me when we all went down to Dudley to fight for English title? Yeah, I do, because what we did was squeeze like 5 and 6 people in a car. So there's people there that we've kind of connected with, and it is like a big family. I mean, it's as this interview's taking place now, we're opposite Stick and Twist at Merrion Centre, right back at Arena. You can't walk past there on fight night. It's just like, it's amazing, really. And you know, it's them that have made it. It's them that have made it, no doubt about it.
It's often said that what determines the fight is what happens in the ring between those two fighters in 36 minutes, and not a lot else matters. But I think what you've perhaps learned alongside Josh over the last couple of years in particular is that the lead up on fight night is actually key as well, because I think you've managed to fine-tune what happens in the build-up to the fight, and what happens on fight night? Because I think, by your own admission, there have been one or two nights they got a bit giddy, and that sort of affected Josh in terms of the adrenaline a bit.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be hard not to get carried away. But you've got a backing and support like that, and their expectations are high, and they want the very, very best for you. They get a bit loud, they get a bit raucous. And, you know, to be honest, we've not had a great deal to roar about in Leeds for a while now. Ryan knows we're on a bit of a slide. We've had a couple of seasons there where they've come off from. Football club, I don't want to say too much because they're doing a fantastic job at the moment promoting our fight and actually staging fight. But they've not had a great deal to shout about in Leeds. And also, I mean, other things, expectations are high. They're wanting us to create history, Leeds' first ever world champion. You know, but it really is fighting pride of Leeds, and he wants to deliver as badly as they want it delivering. So, yeah, once or twice. I mean, it's a learning curve. Every fight we're learning. He'll step in there, crowd will get to him a little bit, and he'll make an odd mistake here and there, and that's what we're there for, to pull him back and set things straight, you know, keep him on track. And that's what we've done. And I think now we've done his apprenticeship, and now we've, his next fight's a world title fight, so we can only wait and see.
I think sometimes what the media likes to do to help sell the fight is sometimes simplify fights, and it's easy to portray one boxer in one light and another in another light. So with the example that Lee's been portrayed as the stylist and Josh's been promoted as someone who's just never give up, just got that complete will to will, but in some respects it's a lot more complicated that from both boxers' perspectives, I bet.
Well, it is, yeah, exactly. I mean, it's Lee likes to portray himself as a stylist. Josh, funnily enough, I mean, he has this attitude where he'll never give up. He'll never, ever say no in ring. He'll keep going till the very end. But, you know, this is all media stuff and how media kind of portray it. I think what people don't see is that there's a lot more to Josh than just fighting and never give up. He can actually box. He can fight on back foot. We've seen that. We've seen fighters have bad nights, they've picked an injured up and they've lost world titles. Well, we didn't do that. What we did, we took a terrible injury that we didn't scream about, and we changed things round. We changed things round, and he still come away. He's had a bad night off us, came away with a win against a world-level fighter, I mean, two-time world champion. To have a bad night, a terrible injury like that, and come away with a win. One of the judges were a bit wide at mark when he had it down as a draw, which were ridiculous, really. I won't say his name, John Keane, but I think it were him anyway. But then again, like I say, yeah, there's one class that's stylist and one class that's fighter or brawler. But I can assure you, on night, it won't be about brawling. And you'll see that Lee Selby's not the complete stylist everybody's making him out to be.
The fight's been officially announced today. There's going to be a build-up between now and the 19th of May, and then we're going to get into fight week, where we'll have photo calls, official media call, and a weigh-in. Based on your experience of previous fights and what you know about Lee Selby and the Selby count, does anything that happens in fight week have a bearing on the fight either way, do you think?
No, I wouldn't have thought so. I mean, my job's to concentrate on that 36 minutes inside the ring. They can dress it up how they want, they can polish it how they want. It don't matter. My job is to be switched on, make sure that performance is there for 36 minutes. That's all it is. It's still a fight. Take everything away. It could be in a car park, could be in a living room, could be in somebody's back garden, could be at Ellen Road. 36 minutes, that's all we want, and that's what we'll get.
There is an added dimension, of course, because there are very few stadium fights in the UK. So I think it's testament to both Lee and Josh that any fighters outside the heavyweight division that can put on a stadium fight, you know, is a testament to their skills and the natural rivalry that's built up. What can fight fans expect? I know we're a way out, but what do you hope we can expect on fight night?
Well, I think, firstly, what I'd like them to be able to expect and get would be a decent deal on tickets. I mean, we don't control prices of tickets. I don't quite know what role the promoter's playing in the pricing structure, but I have been assured by Leeds United and Mr. Radrazzani that he's going to make tickets affordable. He'd rather see tickets sold at a lower rate for a fuller stadium, you know, and that's what I'm hoping for, first of all. Secondly, they can expect the atmosphere. that we get, again, best fans in the world, you know, the turnout for those football seasons over. So a good atmosphere can expect. Another thing they can expect, a really good undercard. A cracking day overall. And hopefully another thing to expect and to take a bit of enjoyment from his Leeds first ever world champion. And we've been at this for 18 years now. I mean, I remember him walking in the gym as a 6-7 year old with me. And he's never stopped since then. And more than anything in the world, he wants to deliver for fans. And that's it. Whether from Leeds, not just from Leeds, we get people from all over the country. We get coaches coming from Scotland. We get people coming from South, from London, from all over. We've had people flying from Sweden and Denmark for our fights that we didn't know about. So deliver for everybody, everybody who supported us. You know, so what they can expect is a cracking day, and they can expect 100% effort from us, because that's what we'll give them. He loves delivering for people, and I'm sure he'll do it again.
You're listening to KO Radio on Live Sports FM. I'm Jonathan Pinfield. We're building up to the big fight between Lee Selby and Josh Warrington, and now it's time for the press conference.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for coming to the press conference to announce what is quite definitely going to be one of the fights of the year. It's the first time that a big open-air show has been on here at Elland Road since 1992. Henry Wharton topped the bill on that occasion. The two lads have been calling this one out forever, and I'm sure a lot of you follow their exchanges on social media. It's been a spicy build-up, to say the least. Lee is an outstanding champion. He's been champion since 2015. This will be the fifth defence of the IBF crown. And as you know, Josh has been campaigning for this one. He wanted to be fighting here at Elland Road, and it is now happening. Please, can you just keep it down for the time being? Keep it down for the time being. And remember, this is a press conference, so please let's keep the exchanges out there among the crowd, keep it decent, and give the guys a chance to say what they have to say. If they want to go at each other, that's fine, but we don't want you being involved, so please let's keep it that way. Anyway, the promoter of this terrific event, which I'm personally looking forward to immensely, it's going to be live on Box Nation and on BT Sport, and our promoter, of course, is Frank Warren.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for joining us here at Elland Road, home of Leeds United. This, as John said, is a fight that we've been working very hard to put together, and we finally have got it together. We've got a fine champion in Lee Selby against Leeds' own Josh Warrington, and you're allowed to cheer for Josh Warrington. He's a good boy. Right. You'll never guess what camp I'm in, but anyway, Josh for me has signed to me a while ago, and you know, he's one of the best guys I've worked with. He gets it, he understands it, and we've worked very hard to deliver for him his opportunity in his hometown, working with his dad Sean. So we're delighted about that. And as I say, we've got a great champion here in Lee Selby, who's shown that he's got the balls to come here and come into the other guy's backyard. He's with his manager down the end there, Chris Sanigar. So we've got the ingredients here for a fantastic fight on the 19th of May here. I think it's going to be a great atmosphere. I think we're more importantly going to get a great fight. I know you're all going to get behind your man. I know that all the Lees are going to turn out for Josh to come and get behind him and support him. And I know that Lee is bringing quite a contingent up from his hometown. But he will be, I'm quite sure. But anyway, whatever happens, we know it's going to be a sellout. We know we're going to have a great event. We've got a great fight. And at the end of the day, no matter who the supporters are, once they're in that ring, they're on their own, and the best man's going to win on the night. And obviously, we're all looking forward. I'm looking forward to hoping it's going to be my man, Josh.
Frank, you've promoted big fights for a long time now, including stadium fights, big occasions. This one's right up there, isn't it?
It is. I mean, this is a fight that, in some ways, we forced this to happen. We've worked very hard to get it together. Josh had to go through an eliminator to get him into the number one spot, which gave us the leverage to ensure that the fight happened. And eventually, Lee agreed to come here. So, you know, we've done everything we had to do to deliver it. But this is up there with competitive fights. It's a great division in the UK. You've got over in Belfast, you've got Cole over there, Cole Frampton, in a tough fight against Danair in April. But he comes through that. You know, this is just great for British boxing and for British sport. So, you know, we're working hard, as I say, to make things happen. And we've made this one happen. It is on. We've got to thank everybody here, Mr. Adrani and Angus Kerman at least, for helping us to get it together, and obviously BT and Box Nation, and our sponsors 32 Red and Foot Asylum and Rainham Steel. Without them, this wouldn't happen. But more importantly, without you guys, it wouldn't happen, because you're the people who are going to come along, you're the people who are going to buy the tickets, you're the people who are going to watch it on TV, you're the people who make these events happen. It's important for us that, you know, we show you the respect you deserve in bringing these events into cities like Leeds and giving the fans what they want, the home support for their champion, you know, he's or champion to be, I hope. That's what we're all about, and that's what it's about with Josh. As I say, you could meet a better guy than him, you could meet a nicer guy than Lee, but I think our guy's a nicer guy, and I think our guy hopefully will, with the home support, prevail.
I was checking on Odds Checker to find out what price these two guys are with the bookmakers, who rarely get it wrong, and you can still, if you shop around, you can still get 4-1 against Josh Warrington, which suggests that this guy is a pretty hot favourite, making his fifth defence. You've got a little bit of an idea of what the support's going to be like for Josh coming into the Lion's Den here at Elland Road. Does it faze you?
Won't faze me in the slightest. Not in the slightest. If that's the plan, to try and unnerve me and unsettle me before the fight.
Let him answer his question.
Won't faze me at all. And if you're banking on like me falling apart before the first bout goes, there's another thing coming.
What are your thoughts about the fight, Lee?
I think it's a great fight. Josh Warrington's done everything asked of him. This time he actually gets a chance to win one of my titles rather than buy her off me. You know, when he was coming through, his previous promoter had to buy my titles off me. They paid me to give up the title so he could fight with him, to build him up in front of all you lot. And then he wanted to put us in a big fight together. He kept calling me out time after time after all his fights. We agreed the fight. And before I've been told, he turned the fight down and then boxed on the same day against a different opponent.
You tweeted that you thought it was going to be an easy fight. Is your thought still along those lines?
It won't be easy. No fight's easy. You know, it'll be a tough fight, like all the rest of them. But I believe my class will show on that.
Let's hear from the man who I guess most of you have come to see here in Leeds. What about it?
Yeah! Yeah, the Welsh Mayweather is in the house. Looking like a light heavyweight. Minus his caterpillar moustache.
Listen,
he's found a big razor.
The fight's already sold. Stop being a ticket seller. trying to build the fight. It's already sold.
Seller.
Shut up.
The ticket seller. Listen. Destiny is taking its toll. You know, 2 years ago, you said that I'd never get me opportunity to fight for a world title. I'd missed, and that ship had sailed, and I wouldn't even win an eliminator. You said them words, but I'm here. I won my eliminator. It's here. This, for me, I should be jumping up and down on tables, but you can't mess with destiny. And I feel like I've already done this. I've seen this many times. I've seen the build-up, and I know what it's going to be. And this is just meant to be. On May 19th, I know a few things. There's going to be a royal wedding. There's going to be an FA Cup final. And Leeds is going to have its first world champion.
What about the fact, as I said to Lee at the beginning, that you know the bookies have got you as a real outsider? They're talking about 4-1. Are you telling your mates out here, get your money on?
Yeah, without a doubt. Listen, I've... You know, it's a chance for boys to make a few quid. I've been an underdog before. It don't faze me one bit. You know, bookies, you say that bookies don't get it wrong, but they do many, many times, especially with boxing. And yeah, normally I'm odds-on favourite when it comes into fights, especially at Leeds Arena. But listen, Lee is not the big be-all and end-all superstar that, you know, he thinks he is and everyone talks about. He's his last four fights with his defensive titles, every one of them's been shaky. And he ain't making that fifth defence.
Your dad, Sean, sitting alongside you, he's organising your training, your preparations for this as ever. Sean, tell us why you think Josh is going to win this. What are the weaknesses you see in this guy that maybe haven't been exploited so far?
I'm not going to sit here and give all my secrets away there, am I, John?
Give us a hint.
No. We've got his number. Listen, Lee's a very, very good fighter. I've never said any different. I don't play on Twitter. I don't play on Facebook. I don't go superimposing pictures on men in dresses and weddings and things, you know. I think if I were Lee, I'd be wanting to know what I'm getting for my money from these guys. Because I won't be paying people to play on there. I'd be getting on with business. And that's what we've done. You know, he's a good fighter. I've never said any. I'm actually a fan of Lee Selby early days. But it's come along. Lee's a few years in front of us. We've come along behind him. It's not a case of buying titles. It's a case of he's moved on because he's a good fighter. And somebody else is going to come along and carry on where he left off.
They always say about boxing, don't they, that it's about timing. Not only timing your punches, but timing to get the fights at the right moment.
Of course it is, yeah. And I mean, all this business, he said, she said, turned it down. If we turned it down, why did we fight an eliminator to be sat here now? Don't make sense, does it?
Chris, what are your thoughts on this one as Lee's manager? Is he heading for his toughest night?
Well, let me firstly say that I think I'm more excited being here at Elland Road than Lee is, you know, because I'm a great football fan. And when I was a boy, Leeds United were a big, big team, you know. And let me say, you know, you had this great affiliation with Wales. You know, John Charles is the best player you've ever had. Gary Sprake played 500 times for you. The best goalkeeper you ever had. You had Terry Yarrow. You've had Gary Speed. You had Brian Flynn, and he scored the winning goal against Manchester United, I think back in 1981. You know, so, you know, that's the affiliation that you got for Wales, you know, and you treated those players with the highest respect. And I can assure you, on that Saturday night, after the fight, you'll treat Lee Selby from Wales with that respect. Because you'll say, hey, that was some fighter. And no doubt, this will be the fight of the year. And as regards to the fight, Josh Warrington is a good fighter. He's come up the hard way, you know, on the small hall shows at first. And, you know, he's progressed. And now we have a stadium fight. This is all we ever wanted for Lee Selby. And I'd like to thank Frank Warren and, you know, John and BT for actually, you know, putting this on. And everybody here at Elland Road, Leeds United. You know, we're very, very pleased to be here. So, you know, there is this closeness. And when you've got a respecting sport, that's what I hope you'll show our man Lee Selby. Because he is a great fighter.
Lee, when you get out into the ring on the night of 19th of May, and you hear that noise, I mean, there's going to be a massive crowd here at Elland Road. How are you going to cope with that?
I'll cope fine. You know, I've been the away fighter many times before. I boxed on my first TV appearance was on one of Frank's shows when I was a big underdog, and I knocked out the hot favourite Stephen Smith. I went to Belfast with a hostile crowd, throwing things at me, swearing at me, booing me, jeering me. But they were boxing fans. I put on a great display of boxing. And they give me a standing ovation on the way out.
And whatever people might say, tongue in cheek, you will be bringing plenty of fans up from Wales, won't you?
No.
No.
I'll probably bring a coach or two, Lord.
Taxi. I will just say this, you know. In the early days, I respected you, Lee, as a champion. I respected your accomplishments. And you might have had a bit more respect off the fans, but you must have bipolar or something, you must forget what you say, because many times you've said in interviews and you've disrespected the Leeds fans, you know, you've disrespected my fans, calling them...
I've never disrespected
them. No, you have disrespected them. You're calling brainless football fans, you know, listen, call them what you want, they support their own, they turn out, and the supporters of Leeds, they come out and support me, they pay their hard-earned money and make sure they're home all the way, and the thing is, they're here to support me. They're giving you your biggest payday, and they're going to see me take that title. And
first of all,
if you would have shown a bit more respect to them, then they might have shown it a bit back. But Like I say,
first of all, you're not giving me like nothing. I'm the champion, and you
listen,
know,
you wouldn't have gone anywhere else and got a payday like this.
Listen, I've been with Al Heyman the last few years, and everybody knows him boxing.
Al Heyman don't give a toss about you, to be honest.
He pays the biggest purse. So if you think this purse is like outstanding to me, it's not.
Right, fair enough. But you, listen, I know what goes on behind the scenes, and you know this is one of the biggest paydays you've had, right? And I'm just a ticket seller, but you know, I will say, like, on behalf of the fans, you can't go around, you know, slating them, just calling them football fans. I'd rather have these behind me than anyone else in the world, in any other city or team behind me in the world. Because I know they're going to turn out in the numbers.
First of all, I didn't call them brainless football fans.
Yeah,
I said you support.
Twitter, you said that
no,
many
I said
times.
I said they're football fans. I didn't call them brainless. I called them football fans,
right.
I said I'll educate them on the night. I give you a boxing, an educated boxing lesson,
and like,
and
I
show
say,
them the difference between football and boxing.
You might have boxed in other places before. Yeah, you might have gone to Belfast and boxed like some Martin Lindsay. You might have gone over to Carframpton to show. But this is different. You want experienced anything like this before? This is a different kind of.
If you're banking on that, you're another thing.
Listen, people in here, because of you slagging them off, they don't like you,
don't
and they're going to be hanging over the balcony. They're going to be hanging over the banisters.
Josh,
on, Chris,
you,
just talk.
Josh, let me just say
let
this.
Me just talk.
You keep talking
let
about
just
all
talk.
The supporters.
Let me just talk.
They ain't going to help.
Let me just talk.
Those supporters ain't going to help you on the
yeah,
night.
Yeah, they are.
You'll
they are,
be in there. One,
yeah, I know.
It's one against
that.
One.
We know that.
All
but
this about the supporters
what I'm
and about
you're walking
this,
into
one against one.
And
you know what it's
like
when you have to have a fight. It's one against one. And this is what it'll be. You won't be able to help him.
Listen, you won't be able to help him either. You're not even with him. It's me and him. And
listen,
I know
I don't need no help.
Josh, Chris says that they won't be able to help you. You tell us, Josh, what it's going to be like for you. I assume what it's going to be like for Lee when he goes out and feels a pretty hostile crowd.
Listen, you
when
can
you
see,
get
you
out and you know that they're on your side, how much will that lift you?
Listen, his team didn't want this press conference open to public. You know, that just goes to show something. You know, this is everything's going to be hostile, including, you know, the build-up, the weighing, the open workouts, and the fight itself. So, what does that tell you? Not a confident fight. I'd happily go down to Cardiff and stand in front of all these fans. Not a problem, it don't bother me. The thing is, when he's walking out in the tunnel, and everybody's leaning over, screaming and shouting, bathing for blood, and when he gets in the ring, and every time I land a punch, and the crowd roars up, I don't know how he's going to react to that. He thinks he knows how it's going to go, because he's done it many times before, but he's never stepped in foot in a place like this before. Leeds is different, and I've always said it's not a place and there's not a crowd like Leeds with a different breed.
Let me say, in all the fights that Lee Selby's had, it's very, very few times he's ever got caught clean. You know, so it will be interesting to see when he gets caught.
Chris, flyweight. Fernando Montiel giving me one of his hardest nights. Eric Hunter had him on his backside. And that fella we boxed last time, that Mexican taxi driver, he couldn't miss him. He went knackered after seven rounds, he didn't even throw a jab and he couldn't miss him. So what do you mean he can't get hit? What fight are you watching, geez?
Good matchmaking.
Lee, you're the champion. You've had this will be your fifth defence.
Yes.
And you've heard what Josh thinks about your weaker performances. What do you think was your best performance?
I've had a few good performances, but still the best is yet to come. There haven't been a night where I think I've performed to my best. You know, I have some days in the gym where I'm just like spiving. I'm untouchable. If I can bring that to fight night, May the 19th, it'll be a mismatch.
Does his fitness, does his engine, you know, the high work rate, which you know he's going to bring, does that worry you at all?
Not at all. We've seen me get pressured by many fighters. I've just outboxed him, outclassed him. If he comes steaming up with all his fans roaring behind him, he just warrants my hands and I'll box his head off.
So, I mean, from my perspective, it seems, you know, sort of kind of vaguely neutral that Josh's real chance is to make you insist on you having to fight 3 minutes of every round. He's not going to let you take any part of any rounds coasting.
The last time I can remember where I really had to dig in and have a fight was back in 2011 against Stephen Smith. That was the last time I really dug in and I had a bit of a terror, and we know what the result was there.
Yes. Have you been in against anybody of this style? Anybody as awkward and unorthodox as Lee?
I've always come through my fights, whoever has been put in front of me, many times. And Leo's said himself that there were times when I probably wouldn't have won the fights. I mean, you know, I've had 8-foot Japanese fellas, I've had angry little Spanish fellas in like Kiko Martinez. I've mixed in all these different styles. I've had the awkwardness of Samir Manemni. And listen, on fight night, you know, we've been working on this for a while now. You know, he said for a while, I'm obsessed with him. I have been obsessed with him. I'm obsessed with winning that belt. I've been obsessed because with anything, of having the fight with him, because he said that I'd never get that chance, I'd never get that opportunity again. You know, he used to tell me that it would knock me out. That's changed now. He's just going to box me head off. You know, other week I seen someone on social media, if he were 11 and a half stone and when whatever he walks around it, he'd bang me out, but he can't bang at 9 stone. Well, we fight at 9 stone, don't we? So, you know, that's a lot of bollocks. And I will say one thing, it's a good job we don't fight, like, just after the weigh-in, because normally after the weigh-in, he looks like an Ethiopian. So, you know, it is a good job that we don't fight straight after that. You know, he talks about being this big banger and this and over. He would eat in the last fight, he would eat in the Mexican clean. And the Mexican just stared and took it and kept on coming, so... You know, Lee's got his own idea about how the fight's going to play off, but like you said earlier, this is about timing. And since the first offer came about, the first fight, I've had 3 fights since then. I'm wiser, I've matured a little bit more, I'm getting stronger and fitter. And listen, it's going to be the best Josh Warrington you'll see on the night.
Lee, what does it mean to you over the last couple of years to have been able to walk around saying, yeah, I'm champion of the world?
It's an indescribable feeling. It's the best feeling in the world. You know, from a young age, like 8 years of age, I was in the boxer gym and I had that dream of becoming world champion. No one believed in me except for myself. Even like my father, a big boxer fan, he didn't think I'd win the world title. But I just stuck at it, kept working and working, kept my focus on what I wanted to achieve. And with the hard work and dedication and the right team behind me, I'm here and I'm hoping to reign for a long time.
Frank's talked about what might happen after this, and clearly Nonito Donaire or Carl Frampton in the summer is a very real possibility. Have you got any thoughts on that one?
I think it's a great fight. Nonito Donaire is a little bit past his best, but he's a puncher, and a puncher is always dangerous in a fight. And they say that's the last thing to go in a fighter. So obviously the smart money be on Carl Frampton, but anything can happen in boxing.
If you come through this, would you go to Belfast?
Of course, yeah. I've been there before. I boxed on the same card as Frampton when he won the European title. And, you know, it was a bit of a hostile crowd, but I performed my best, and I'd be happy to go back there.
And likewise you, Josh. First of all, just tell us what it would mean after all your years in boxing to finally hold that belt to say, I'm a champion.
Like I said earlier, John, this is destiny, and I feel like I've been here before, so I'm just enjoying it. I'm taking it all in. You know, this city deserves it. My fans deserve it. You know, they've been supporting me for a long time, and they've been craving for a world title. So to lift that world title on the pitch, you know, the home of the mighty white gods, will be an amazing feeling. And it's just start of the next chapter. You know, there's other big fights out there. And listen, obviously everyone wants to come and see me punch Lee in the face, but, you know, this could be... It could have sold out with anybody. You know, he could have had Scott Quigg, he could have had Carl Frampton here. And that is where I want to go after. In an ideal world, beat Lee. I don't mind going to Belfast, taking boys on a away day, and then we'll go smash Vegas and go over to America. But listen, one fight at a time, and let's get that world title on May 19th.
Well, you'll have chances for head-to-head interviews. All the many television cameras here and all the reporters who've come up here today. Tickets, Frank, they're going to be available shortly, are they?
They are. They'll all be available from Leeds United box office, and they'll obviously put the details out on that, you know, when they can actually add your fans, get them and so forth, and obviously from the usual people like Josh and so forth.
Okay, well, that's about it then. Head-to-head interviews coming up. And can we also have the photographers now, head-to-head pictures? Thank you very much indeed. Thank you.
Well, that's all for this edition of KO Radio on Live Sports FM. Don't forget, the world title clash between Lee Selby and Josh Warrington takes place at Ellen Road on Saturday the 19th of May. That's all for now, and we'll catch you soon.
The highlights of my career, I have been beating some of the best fighters pound for pound in the world. Roberto Duran and Tommy Hearns, Marvelous Marvin Hagler. So I've had a wonderful career.
quick.
Oh, and he's got him
from the American. Massive hook with the right. Massive shot from Timothy Bradley, and the whole place stood up.
You know, I love the fans. I love the fight world. I just love boxing. I'm a world champion. I accomplished one goal. Now my next goal is to become a legend in the game and become one of the best fighters ever.
Good couple of hits from Amir Khan. I think they've got a bit of a combo going here. Good combination from Khan. Wonderful exchange. It's a real entertaining matchup now. Both fighters throwing the punches.
Floyd Mayweather is probably thinking, should I fight this kid or not? He must be scared of something. That's why he doesn't really want the fight. He's not really keen on the fight between me and him. So let's see what happens.
He's becoming a big, big star, Anthony Joshua. I'm so excited about his future. I'm so excited about the future of British boxing. I'm so excited to be talking to you, to be honest with you.
I'm only there to do a job. If I thought I was going to go in there and knock everyone out, I wouldn't be training so hard. You know what I mean? I'm training to actually go the distance. So maybe that's putting me in good stead. If that's the way I'm supposed to go for my whole career, I would not change it for anything.
This is KO Radio on Live Sports FM, the home of live sport.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Tweet us now at Live Sports FM and follow us on Facebook at Live Sports FM.